Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jane with Political Gravity. We have two topics tonight. John Yoder and the other hosts. Well, John agreed to take over part of the show if I get too sick during it. I was diagnosed with COVID, as everyone knows for the most part. So the two topics tonight are why the Signature Bank went under. It was followed by the Silicon Valley Bank going under. And the original Chinese doctor whistleblower on SARS in 2003 who died this week. After federal regulators closed the failed New York-based Signature Bank on March 12th, all deposits were transferred to the newly formed Signature Bridge Bank, N.A. Depositors have access to their money in the same manner as before, including use of debit cards, ATM, and check writing. In a joint statement the day the bank was shuttered, the FDIC, Federal Reserve, and U.S. Treasury Department said all deposits would be guaranteed at both Signature Bank and Silicon Valley Bank, which also collapsed. The guaranteed deposits would be at the expense of taxpayers. Both of these banks allowed cryptocurrency. However, I watched some news reports saying that that wasn't the mitigating factor for the bank's closing. In our second topic tonight, it's about a Chinese scientist named Jiang Yan Yang, a military doctor who revealed the full extent of the 2003 SARS outbreak and was later placed on house arrest for his political outspokenness. He died this week at age 91 of pneumonia. So the reason he came out with the information is because people were at risk and the Chinese government didn't want him to say anything. He had been the chief surgeon of the People's Liberation Army Main 301 Hospital in Beijing when the army fought its way through the city to end weeks of student-led pro-democracy protests centered on Tiananmen Square, causing the deaths of hundreds, possibly thousands of civilians. In 2003, in April, as the ruling Communist Party were suppressing news about the outbreak of a highly contagious, severe, acute respiratory syndrome known as SARS, Jiang wrote an 800-word letter stating that there were many more SARS cases than being officially reported by the country's health minister. Zhang emailed a letter to state broadcaster CCTV and Hong Kong's Beijing-friendly Phoenix Channel, both of which ignored it. The letter was then leaked to the Western media outlets that published it in its entirety, along with reports on the true extent of the outbreak and the official Chinese efforts to hide it. The letter, along with the death of a Finnish United Nations employee and statements by renowned physician Zhang Nanshan, forced the lifting of the government suppression, leading to the resignation of both the health minister and Beijing's mayor. Strict containment measures were imposed virtually overnight, helping to restrain the spread of the virus that already began appearing overseas. In all, more than 8,000 people from 29 countries and territories were infected with SARS, resulting in at least 774 deaths. That's all I'm going to read right now because of my condition. I'll bring in the hosts one by one as they called in. Hi, Pianke. How are you doing?
Man, you really sound terrible.
It hit me like a ton of bricks this time.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know. Did you take your zinc?
I haven't even been able to barely lift a water bottle to my throat. But I do have zinc in the house.
Well, you better take that zinc.
I did an overnight at the nursing home. Then I slept 5 hours and I went to a school job. And then I worked 4 to midnight. And I started having symptoms on Tuesday. And I told my boss at my 4 to midnight job I felt terrible, but I didn't leave. And then I was supposed to work the next day. I was supposed to work the next day, and they insisted I go in for a test, even though I didn't feel good enough. But I still did, and that's when I found out I had it.
Yeah, but you're all right. What kind of test did they give you?
They gave me the COVID, the RSV, all the things that have to do with respiratory stuff. And I was positive with COVID.
Well,
I can't remember all of them now because my brain's a little fried. I can't remember them all. John and Don are on the air, too.
Take the Lysol spray. Take some Lysol, spray the original, and spray it in a room and go in there and inhale. That'll help, too.
Really?
Yeah,
okay,
it says right on the can it kills the COVID virus.
Well, I don't have Lysol in the house, and I don't want to leave.
Well, John will bring you a can.
Well, we're also having a semi-blizzard tonight, and I don't think I'm going to go outside till tomorrow afternoon to scrape my cars. So,
that's part of it right there. I don't know how you guys put up with that type of weather.
I haven't gotten COVID in 2 years and 2 months.
Yeah.
So it's been over 2 years.
Well, take care of
yourself. Have you ever had it?
In 2019, yes. So take care of yourself and take some chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, I was going to make soup later tonight.
Okay.
Now we have Don and John on the air. What story appeals to you guys the most, the Signature Bank going under or the Chinese doctor whistleblower in 2003 who died this week?
I don't know nothing about the Chinese guy. Maybe those two guys do.
Well, they just released the information this week because he died this week. So they were just reminding the public. It was National Public Radio. The regular news isn't that smart to do that. So, anyways... Were you surprised when the third largest U.S. bank went under this week? Anybody, John and Don, or Bianchi?
Hey, guys, Jane. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Don, I'm not going to say anything about you, Jane. I don't even believe this is your third time with it.
No, second.
Okay, second. All right. Well, anyway, yeah, the Signature Bank, you know, I follow Chinese doctors and politics all the time. So I'm just kidding. Bottom line is that the Signature Bank, you know, SVP. They were an experiment. I just came from the legislature. I've been talking half the afternoon, so I'm kind of burnt out. It's an experiment. They wanted to make sure that they had an additional bank for all of these investment venture capitalists. So they put up their own bank, more or less with. You know, just like almost like a Ponzi scheme, money scheme again, and they just got caught. They caught, got caught with not only the little bit of the Robin Hood downturn, if you will, but they also got caught big time because they didn't have any diversification. So they just had a few big name people who were involved in FTX. So these are all domino effects that are coming down, and anybody else who is involved in this could get hurt. Then you've got cities like Miami that have taken up through cryptocurrency craze for payments for their entire city. I know we tried to get one here in Nevada, and I was instrumental in helping shoot it down. So, you know, and they wanted a whole city that was built on cryptocurrency. So this is an epidemic. I just came from testifying primarily about it was basically the discipline in schools and what is it, the restrictive discipline.
Did you know the Silicon Valley Bank, the Signature Bank failed because all the people who had big deposits at the Signature Bank took all their money out after the Silicon Valley Bank failed. And then that's when the government had to step in and take it over because they had too many high risks at that point. They didn't have enough to cover their debts.
Right, and I don't know much about the Silicon Valley Bank. I mean, I'm sorry, Signature Bank closure, but I did follow closely SVB. But Signature Bank, and I don't know if it was because their depositors came and took money out, because if they closed, if they got backed or continued backing by the big banks, they shouldn't have gone under. They should have been liquor.
Well, they didn't have to take their money out because they closed it a couple days earlier and the government guaranteed they'd get their money. But then one guy said, how about the people who had over $250,000 in there? Because it's only guaranteed up to
$250,000. Yeah, but that was FDIC covering up to $250,000. And then,
right.
But Biden said, and I believe that he said it in one of his interviews, he's been having quite a few lately, that none of the deposits all the deposits should be covered.
And that's what they said. But it was a boomerang effect because the people on the East Coast saw the West Coast going down, so they took their money out, a lot of them. Now, I know, John, you probably don't have much comments on the story. You have more about the Chinese story. But does anyone have anything else to contribute?
Oh, actually, in regards to this, what hasn't really been hitting the news is the fact that Governor Newsom has three of his wineries with Silicon Valley Bank, and he went to the White House and he lobbied very heavy for them to bail out the system. But he didn't mention that. And his wife, Jennifer, in 2021, took a $100,000 donation from Silicon Valley Bank for one of her California preparedness nonprofit thing. So there's a little greasing there. He had a big interest in it because that he makes his money off of his three wineries, the Jack Pulp wineries. And what's being glossed over is several things. Biden says, "Oh, it's not going to cost you guys anything because it comes out of the federal insurance that they pay." Well, where does that money come from? When a bank opens, let's say they got $1 million, and then they get other people to give, whatever the amount they have, the money that they receive, that's really what the bank is. It's your money. It's my money. The bank doesn't have millions and millions of dollars. They take in millions of dollars, and once, for every dollar they get, they can print up $10, 10 to 1. And then what they do with that is they load it back to you at, you know, anywhere from 5 to 25, 30% interest. But if you take out one of your little CDs, you might get half of percentage, not even one percentage point. So it's the biggest scam in the world. It's like counterfeit because they use quantitative easing, these different methods, and it's our money. Like they don't get the money from elsewhere. They get it from us. And it's the biggest scam. And what you're going to see is a lot of banks fail because like in the Kids Silicon Valley Bank, I think is over 80% of their accounts were million-dollar accounts. So like the majority of their business wasn't you and me under $250,000.
You know,
so there's not enough money to cover all this. If our system collapses, you're only going to get one or two pennies on the dollar, and so it's a big Ponzi game with the American public.
Well, that's not entirely right, John. The banks have to pay for insurance to cover that Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. That's an insurance policy that each account has.
Yeah, where do they get the money to pay the insurance policy?
The banks charge themselves that money. They have to pay it out of their
profits. Where do banks get money from, is what I'm saying.
The banks get money from lending it out, for one thing, and other services that they charge a fee for. Now on the thing about the fractional lending, they borrow that money against what they call fractional lending. And you know, another thing, other banks could have lent Signature money to cover its shortfall. But the problem is that they were supposed to always have enough money to equal a certain percentage of their deposits and not go over that. And a lot of these, you know, in these two cases, they did that. Now,
have you ever gone to the bank?
Well, that's where the risk is. Go ahead, guys.
You can have over $1 million in the bank. You just have to have more than one account. Or you can have what's called a DIF. Or you can have other categories, too, like retirement, IRAs, trust accounts, and so on, so on, so on.
Have you ever gone to the bank and tried to pull $5,000 cash or $10,000 or $20,000? They don't have money. I know because I used to buy properties and they never had the money. They always like, well, if you wait till the afternoon, we might get a shipment in. We have to bring money over. They don't carry any money. It's not real. In fact, the last time I pulled $5,000, this is like just about a year ago, they gave me the first $2,000 was in the hundreds and the rest of it was 20s. And tens and fives, and it took like half an hour to get my money, and they had to count it. They couldn't even count it because the gal kept forgetting, you know, mixing, because you'd have like a pile of, you know, 2,000 of a hundreds, and then you'd have like, you know, 120s, and that's a couple grand. And then she was getting the quantities mixed up. She tried it through the machine 3 or 4 times, and then even after she gave it to me, I sat down and had to count it out. But the point I'm making is they don't have the money. They only have a small percentage. And
To answer your question, Don, yes, we have. We cash out a payroll check, take out $5,000. Last time I took out $5,000, I took out $5,000 by car from a mechanic for my grandson. So, yes, they had the money. I don't know what bank you bank with. I bank with Bank of America.
I do Wells and Bank of the West, and both of those, they've had problems. Yeah.
I don't know. Now, my
payroll. And other people I've known.
John,
how much money did you withdraw? Did you say?
Last time I was $5,000. But every time I tried to do 10 or 20, I could never get that amount of money. Like, I would say go in there and try to pull $10,000 to $20,000. And you know, maybe your banks are different, but they won't
have employees. We had employees that cash their checks with over $5,000. So
you know
I don't
that,
know what bank you bank with.
But doesn't any time you put or take out more than $5,000, doesn't Homeland Security get alerted?
No, it's $10,000.
Does that happen to my friend Stacy once?
I think that's $10,000. I think it's $10,000 in cash.
Yeah, $10,000. But Biden now has as a policy, anything over $600, IRS will start tracking. That's the new
digital
plan.
IRS doesn't have tracked me or my employees.
That's true, but
my payroll used to be sometimes $250,000 a week, Don, so.
Yeah,
well, they didn't
what
have
time
to,
period was that from?
Pardon me?
Oh, what time period was that from? Are we talking in the last year?
No, it hasn't been in the last year for me, but I probably have somebody else like Ben Hur or some of the other companies, but we cashed that much money. I remember we had a job up at Flagstaff, Nebraska, and we had to pay the employees in cash. So we had to go to the bank on payroll, day before payroll, and give the teller the information, and she put the full gross amount, I'm sorry, the net amount, in cash in an envelope per employee. And we had to do that because it was out of town contract.
True, and I'm not doubting that, but what I'm saying was that 30 years ago, 20 or 10 years ago or 5, because the
no,
new systems, what they're doing,
it was
the digital beast.
It was some time ago, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That's old school where they actually had money and they could actually deliver, but what I'm saying now is they're creating, you know how there's certain places they won't even take cash now. And this is a digital, this is the Great Reset. I mean, you know about the Great Reset, right? They want to collapse global currencies and go digital. And the only way to do that is you gotta have these banks start to fall and topple.
I've heard about this.
Once you go digital, then they can turn the switch on and off. Like in China, if you have a parking ticket, you don't even pay it. It's already automatically digitally taken out of your account. They have barcodes. Yeah, they have barcodes on the houses, not all of them, but in the high-tech places, and they scan it for your credit score as a citizen. Like, do you have any offenses? Did you do all the good things the government wants? Have you got things on there that lowers your credit score? Like, you text the wrong things, you do the wrong things on social media. And that determines where you can live, what you can buy, what schools you can go to. And this isn't something that's going to happen. This is what they do, and it's the social credit score in China.
I'm glad we don't live in China, aren't you?
Well, we're on our way to being China, though, is the problem.
They don't do that in Minnesota. If you get a parking ticket.
No, they do
ticket.
Trans in Minnesota.
Pardon?
It's a trans refuge state. They've just announced it. In other words, people can come from other states to go to get their trans surgery there. Like, it's a refuge state now for
my
that.
Car is masculine.
Well, if that's what the state wants to do, the state got the ability to do it. Like, they have the ability to put regulations on abortions if they want to. The state is sovereign.
Not only that, the lieutenant governor, she just said that basically if a child wants to identify, the parents should listen to the child and be a good parent. That's what part of being a good parent is about.
Parents,
just in the press.
If parents allow that, then the parents is crazy, I think.
Yeah, it's
no
Minnesota.
No government officials have any right circumventing the authority of a parent over their child. That's Minnesota, where they are firing white teachers before they lay off black teachers, right?
I believe so.
I don't know what done went down in Minnesota. Is it the snow? They're eating the snow? What the hell?
Okay, I finished my French onion soup. I can talk again.
So I also heard that those banks was also providing investments for a lot of what we call woke and social justice program. Well, woo-wee. That stuff went out of business, didn't it? Went broke. Good.
Go woke, you go broke. A lot of Chinese business, too, investment, Chinese investment. In fact, Chinese companies have invested, and they were the ones concerned about not being able to get their money out. And since they own a lot of these companies, and they're invested with people like Newsom, they made a big noise about it, and that's why Biden, you know, jumping to help them.
If Biden has no damn business bailing out banks, really, that's totally ridiculous. That's why they should have insurance. Banks can borrow money from other banks. That's what set the federal interest rate. Interest rate that the Federal Reserve set is the interest rates that banks charge each other. So if a bank runs into a problem with shortage of cash, well, they can just turn around and borrow from a larger bank.
The problem is Biden signed Executive Order 14067 to convert to a global digital currency. So in other words, he's the one who's implementing this global one world order, and he wants it, that's come, he's going to talk this all up, what he wants to do and interfere with the banks. And you'll see that more and more as we borrow more and more debt. I think he's got a $7 trillion budget, and they say the interest off the debt payments for that will be another $10 to $20 trillion on our national deficit, which is at $32 trillion. That's going to make it $50 trillion. Our gross domestic product's $21 trillion, so you can see that's titanic. They're creating a titanic situation. You can imagine if you have 20 bucks in your pocket and you owe 50, and you're paying interest on it, and they're raising the interest rates, Janet Yellen, and she thinks there's no problem with that. Because
people are dumb. They don't care. People are dumb. They don't care. And if states don't do what they need to do to reel in this federal government, it's going to run completely wild.
Did you guys know that over 25 banks fail per year on the average? We just don't hear about the little ones because they probably are in the news, but not all national news.
And that's understandable, but now when a big one starts happening, people will start to pay attention. Go ahead, James.
I was watching a 60 Minutes special before you guys came on the air, and they have like a team of federal agents that go. First of all, they usually warn the bank 4 months before they close it. They don't just go in there and pull out the rug. So they have a team like of accountants, building security, and all these specialists that have different roles, and they go in there and they examine the bank's assets and deficits, and then usually a few days later, if they feel necessary, they will close it. But they usually give the banks some forewarning long before it happens.
Yeah. I don't think that's true because I remember a bank that was located in St. Louis on Del Mar and Newstead Avenue on the northwest corner. And about oh, I guess maybe 12:30 or something, a helicopter hovered over the intersection. Some people lapel down off the helicopter, ran into the bank and took it over. So, no, they don't warn. They just do it.
That's not good.
Well, you got to. Maybe, you know, prevent things from happening. Another thing, these banks in the hood, all they do mostly is cash checks. Well, that's the only profit you're going to make off of cash and check is the fee to cash the check. And then many cases of time, if you got an account there with I don't know what amount, they don't charge anything. They don't have services. They don't have credit card services. They don't have notaries. They don't have services like your big banks, like Bank of America. Hell, Bank of America gives you back money for every purchase that you make. You know, a person can accumulate thousands of dollars in what they call bonus points.
Check cashing places charge 1% to 5% every time you cash a check. So at least they're making money.
That's when the banks don't want to have anything to do to you, with you when you have to go to one of those places. You're really down and out then.
Right, because it means that your credit's so blanked up you can't be a member of a bank. Mm-hmm. Like you owe money and then it goes on check systems. Yeah, I have a couple friends up here. They're on. They get all their deposits and stuff through a card called Chime. It's like a rebuilding credit card, and they get their payroll deposit 2 days early. But they think it's the greatest thing. But it's only because they can't have a regular bank account. They screwed up along the way. So
yeah, well,
let's
Joe
get
Biden,
into the Chinese story a little, because John had some information before we joined the show about it.
And
so,
one more thing on Joe Biden, if you don't mind. Joe Biden
okay,
is totally wrong about using government money to bail out these banks. That's ridiculous. That's bias. That's prejudice. That's discrimination. You're not supposed to do that. Now, would you bail out a company? Would you bail out a barbecue joint? No, you're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to operate efficiently. That's why you set the rules and regulations.
They bailed out a lot of people during the first round of COVID. But when the Wall Street crash hit in 2008, I believe that Bush let a package go through to bail out some banks like Goldman Sachs. But I think Obama didn't want to. But do you guys remember that, how it went down?
Yeah, what do you
do
if a hurricane strike?
They didn't want to bail them, but they ended up bailing them all out.
Obama
I have a video about
promising.
It.
Obama came in saying he's gonna step up for the little people, and yes, we can. And then when he got into office, he bent over and he let them have what they want. And the company that took charge was BlackRock, which is the largest asset management company. Them and Vanguard. BlackRock had their assets and their portfolio is as big as the United States gross domestic product. Like their investments are over $20 trillion, and that's what we put out every year. And they were put in charge of assigning the money. I know, because I lost 8 properties in the deal, and I didn't get a penny. And in fact, I think what they did is they offered, they said, here's a couple $100 for each property, you know, like slap on the back. You know, it's like you're out, you know, 135,000, you're out a quarter of a mil, but here's $100, here's $200 a property. And then 99% of the money went to big corporate, went to big companies.
Why did they
and
even give you any money at all if it was that little?
Oh, because they could say, you know, we gave out $50 million or $100 million. Yeah, to like 100 million people, that's like a dollar. You see what I mean? It's like, oh, because the numbers, they throw big numbers, and your brain goes, oh, okay. They think when you hear millions, you go, that's a lot of money. But when you do the math, it's like, well, wait a second. It's like if you gave out $100 million and it's to 100 million people, it's a dollar, you know, or it's
$10. I remember at the time
you
refused. You refused to declare bankruptcy and you kept paying for those properties.
We paid off every bit of our debt. Yeah, I gave properties back and then whatever I had borrowed, I paid off. But most people didn't. Most people were smart enough to even just file bankruptcy and screw the system. I didn't do that.
I remember Don telling you to.
Well, and remember, though with the COVID, they made people stop working. You couldn't work. And remember, restaurants and things like that, they closed them, right? You couldn't be open. Or if you did, you had to be outside in the middle of the winter. Like, so you know, have outside seating. And it was disastrous. And then that's come Biden. You know, they love this stuff. It's like, oh, well, let's print up some money to help you. The stimulus money, $10 trillion of stimulus money, and the public got 5% of that.
They should have never done it. They never should have done that.
5%.
And then all those people in restaurants got like 3 times the amount they normally get for unemployment. They got like $600 or $700 a week instead of like $325.
They never should have done that.
How many businesses went out? I had a friend who had a pizza place in San Jose, downtown, you know, wonderful location, great product. He brought in these furnace kilns from Italy and, you know, made it old school pizza and custom, I mean, just great stuff. And he went over there to Italy to study how to do it, you know, the old school way. And, you know, COVID hit and boom. He had to drop it all. And the point is, people like Biden, not just Biden, the system. Politicians are saying, oh, we're looking out for the American people. Our economy's never been stronger. Those are the words they use. It's like, no, you ran the ship into an iceberg. Titanic is sinking. And you want to piss on us and tell us it's raining. That's what they're doing.
They never should have done that. Anything that was unconstitutional, they shouldn't have done. The Constitution is always on, no matter what it is. Come tide or high water, viruses, bacteria, colds, snowstorms, hurricanes, the Constitution is always on.
So do you believe in FEMA, Pianchi, like when there's a natural disaster?
They can. It's nothing wrong with FEMA to come in and provide logistics and things that a small town can't provide. That's fine.
Yeah, because FEMA does a lot for people in disaster.
But
like
down
Hurricane
in New Orleans,
Andrew
they charge those
Katrina.
People for those trailers. You know that? Those people that had those FEMA trailers, they had to pay for them. They received a bill.
I did kind of hear about that, but did they have to pay for the trailer or like a monthly rent?
They had to pay whatever the bill was that was sent to them.
Well, hopefully a lot of people in who was affected by Hurricane Katrina moved to Houston, so I'm sure not all those people could afford to pay it.
And then, too, if the governor don't want the federal help, federal government can't come into a state unless the governor invited.
Really?
Yes, that's true. Did you not? You didn't know that? At that time, Louisiana had a female governor, and Bush could not send any federal help in unless the governor invited the help.
Well, a lot of people were mad at Bush during Hurricane Katrina.
Well,
he dragged his feet.
If the governor said, we don't want you coming in, they can't go in.
That would be a good topic to research for our next show.
The one that hurt the most was when governors in across the United States had to ask Donald Trump to visit them, like when Newsom had to invite Trump in when there was the fires, and Trump said, you need to manage the fires better. You need better fire management. You know, that's because we just keep bailing out every year. We get the same thing. Get the
that's
rain.
True.
And then we get the grass grows on these hills on like Malibu, in the Malibu Canyon, Topanga Canyon, and the grass grows, you know, 2 or 3 feet tall. Summer hits, it gets hot, and then boom, you know, either arson or these PG&E lines spark. And then what happens is you get the Santa Ana winds coming in, you know, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. And it just takes that spark, and it jumps from canyon to canyon. And so you'll get a 20 to 30 mile spread in a couple hours, and boom. And we do it every year. And, you know, and
yeah,
what, with
Stevenson
all
Ranch in the Santa Clarita Valley always have fires too.
Well, wait till this year, because we're drowning out here. We've had like record rain. In fact, it was raining yesterday. It still keeps raining. It won't let up. It's going to be a dry summer, and it's going to be like, you know, it's going to be a furnace.
Well, isn't that rain helping California?
Well, yeah. I mean, but here's the problem is Newsom, and not just him, but all the environmentalists, they made a deal where they closed off some of the water storage. We don't capture all of it because they're afraid of the foundries with some of these certain fish. They want them endangered, or they don't want the preserves to be spoiled. So the majority of our water runs off. We don't capture it. If we were allowed to capture the water, we'd be fine. And our water levels are great. Snow levels are going to be good. We'll have good water, you know, this year, water supply, after like 3 or 4 years of drought. But the problem is, when it dries out, you're gonna see all these Malibu fires, and we're gonna have to pay millions and millions in damage. And meanwhile, the water, if we get a dry winter next time, it'll be a drought again because we're not capturing it. So it's a disaster.
Well, San Francisco got to pay all the blacks $5 million each in reparations.
And counting. Oh, and they have to forgive all their like if they want to buy their debt, and also if they want to buy a house or something. I think they have to pay what, $1 or something like that. It's a special deal.
That's the dumbest ass shit I ever heard in my life.
So they're voting on it right now.
Some people will run the ground into the ground.
Well, yeah, but they're doing reparations to settle the white man's sins of the past.
To settle the white man's sins. So how about Angela Davis? Does she get any?
How many reparations do I get for 135 inches of snow?
If it's white snow, you get nothing. But Angela Davis, part of her relatives, they were slave owners.
She's a little darling for the Black Panther Party. So
yeah,
she
was on one of
the
shows, and they were doing, you know, kind of the history of the first. They looked up her history, you know, because she's promoting like reparations and then equality and making up for injustices. And they looked her up, and it turns out that one of her relatives, I think a generation or two up, they were slave owners.
Both of her
well, it was like one was white, one was black. She's mixed.
That's her recent relatives. Her roots, both were white. They came here to the United States, and they had slaves. She's a mulatto.
Did Angela Davis have an affiliation with the Soledad brothers?
Yeah, those are criminals.
Yeah, because I visited Soledad prison twice. I had a friend in there named Angel.
She's also the godmother of Jesse Smollett Harris, who, you know, the guy who faked his hanging, whose their relative is Kamala Harris, and that's why Jesse Smollett is the
LGBTQ.
Yeah, he's the poster boy for that at the White House. Just, if you look him up, you'll see pictures of him with Michelle Obama. And you'll see pictures of him marching with Kamala Harris. And Kamala wanted to do the lynching, anti-lynching law, even though it hasn't happened in, you know, years, decades. And so a month after she pitched it with Cory Booker, just December of, 2019 or 20, right around that era, a month later in January, Jesse staged the fake hanging because they were trying to get that anti-lynching law reinforced. And Jesse also wanted to be the two trainers who helped him stage it. They even were saying today that he wanted to be like a civil rights hero. You know, he wants to be a legend. And he was trying to create this, controversy.
He should have had his ass whooped and went to jail.
Yeah, but he ended up losing in court.
He should be in prison.
He didn't serve any time, as far as I know. If he did,
I know, but
he had to do what he had to do.
I didn't follow it, but he lost.
He should have went to prison.
He did community service with Jesse Jackson. Making flyers and, you know, helping them mail out their propaganda.
Making flyers and making bologna sandwiches with Jesse Jackson Operation Push.
And the people who protested on January 6th, most of them have been in solitary confinement. They haven't been able to cut their hair or their nails. They want them to look like
they need reparations.
And they haven't been able to visit their families, talk to their lawyers. They couldn't even have people from Congress, the Republicans who went and visited them just a couple days ago. It took three or four tries to arrange it. And even when they would show up, they got canceled previously. And basically, they're being treated like, you know, guilty until proven innocent. Whereas over 10,000 people who rioted for BLM, they didn't hold any of them. They were releasing them. Celebrities were paying for them to either get out or not post any bail at all. They were just letting them go. But the people who were there for one day, who walked in and out and left and didn't burn anything down, these, you know, they've been in prison since. Like jailed, like they weren't allowed out. And they couldn't even wait till their trial.
Was this in Illinois?
I'm sorry?
That was in D.C.
Was this in Illinois?
D.C., January 6th.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
She went over there just 2 days ago with two other congressmen, and they did a tour, and they said it's the worst jail they've ever seen. They asked the jail guards, you know, have you worked at worse places? They said, no, this is the absolute worst. And it's intentional. They're trying to just punish people for, you know, because they want anything associated with Trump, they want to bury them. And they're telling them, like, they weren't allowed to talk to any their relatives, their family, make calls, solitary confinement, and they were asking them to say that Trump is a traitor and to renounce Trump. And it was like, I mean, we're talking like the Gestapo or like China, like, you know, like,
well,
a
they
bad
were black,
Mexican jail.
They'd be getting Red Lobster dinners. Where's the NAACP? How come they're not talking up for these prisoners? They talk up for everybody else.
When Dylann Roof killed those 9 people in the black church, the law enforcement bought him Burger King.
Well, in St. Louis here, just last month, January, let's see, this is March, February. In January, you had 4 black males go into a church in Ferguson, well-armed, getting ready to kill the whole damn congregation.
And they were stopped?
The preacher set them down and prayed for them. The damn fools and the police came and locked their ass up.
God, that's terrible. How long ago was that?
Just in January. Then you had another black man in Nashville. I think his name was Solomon. He went into an all-white church several Sundays, and the last time he went in, he started shooting people. Because he got life.
And that was in Missouri?
That was Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh. Well, that one cop we were talking about four shows ago, who got killed in downtown Memphis, he was the church security guy at his church. But that's not where he was killed. He was killed by the library.
Yeah.
What's with all the church shootings? Don't people have better things to do?
I don't know, Jane. I really don't.
I guess everybody thinks they have to be a hero in some bizarre
form. Well, I tell
you
what. I take my hat off for the city of Atlanta. They had all those people show up, those protesters show up and start basically a small riot at the new facility they was building for police training. And those people got locked up and been charged with terrorist charges. And a lot of them wasn't even from Atlanta. They were from out of town.
So in other words, they toughened up.
Yeah, they were just terrible. They're going to whoop their ass when they get them in jail. That's what they should do. Shooting commercial fireworks at the police. I would have been firing back at them. Why come the NAACP ain't talking about that?
I don't know. You guys have a lot more time to do research than me. And good job tonight, everybody.
I know. So what was your other topic?
I got the discount. Don's call dropped. I think he was tired from work talking to the legislator. Sometimes he drops and calls back in.
Things are so bad today. Nowadays, you just got to keep fighting these people back. Just like a school district up in Seattle, Washington, parents took their kids out of the school. And it got so bad that they had to start laying off teachers, woke teachers. That's what they're supposed to do. You don't take no crap off these people, especially when it comes down to your children. You get
Why
rid of
are
them.
They laying off teachers, though? Because of budgeting?
Because the parents took their kids out of the school and the classroom's empty.
Okay. Why is the classroom empty?
Because they was complaining about things like books with sexual explicit material in them that they was making available for elementary students. You got males using female bathrooms, males playing on female sports teams. Parents say the hell with this stuff. When
they
went
so
to the board
meeting, they pulled them out of the school?
They took their kids out of the school, yes.
Was that a public school?
Yes, it was a public school. So you have board members.
Yeah. Can you guys keep talking a minute while I text Don? Let me find out what happened.
Maybe he's getting ice cream.
So that's what has to happen. You have to, one thing you need to do, we need to get this convention of states. I think North Carolina is about ready to accept a proposal in their legislature. I'm not sure. Candace Owens will be here at LSU in this month. I think next week. I have to hear what she has to say. but people that are conservatives got to fight back. And it's just not conservative. It's also well-meaning people of any persuasion that respect and want to uphold the U.S. Constitution.
Well, I think that's kind of the goal is to of those that are against our country is to destroy our Constitution. And with all this history going back and trying to do reparations and make people feel their our country evil or bad, and we'll have because they'll start saying, well, they were all racist, and we need to rewrite and get a new thing and basically not uphold it. And the problem is at that point, we have nothing. We're guilty until proven innocent. Now, that was a big problem with the January 6th. It was beyond the fact, first of all, people were protesting. Some were violent, but they were also egged on. And you know, as they found out with the security cameras, half the people were just walking in, and they were taking selfies. They weren't burning things down. They weren't, they didn't run into the chambers and pull out guns and start shooting people. That would have been a real insurrection. If you compare the Boston Tea Party or Paul Revere's ride, real revolution is when people pull out their guns and start firing. But just to walk through a building and protest, it was $1 million of damage. BLM damage is over $2 billion. Those are riots. Those are real insurrections when they take federal buildings and burn them down. But this wasn't. And the point I'm making is they
burned some police stations. They caused damage to some federal buildings. The one federal building, some fool climbed the flagpole and snatched down the American flag and replaced it with a Mexican flag.
That's BLM. I'm talking about the January 6th. They didn't burn anything down.
January 6th was infused with CIA and FBI agents. Those surveillance cameras showed that all the things that was claimed, and why come those surveillance cameras wasn't shown to the commission? Not that I have very much faith in the commission, especially some of its members. But so why come no evidence wouldn't show?
Wasn't the commission like they only had one Republican and the rest were just whoever they picked? I mean, it wasn't like a split committee.
Well, yes, and the head of the commission was a sympathizer for a black separatist group years ago called the Republic of New Africa, who engaged in shootout with police.
So basically, they had to get rid of Trump, and this is they're trying to throw as much mud on it so that people will never ever protest or contest government again, and that's compared to real insurrection. Our country was founded on revolting from the mother country, so to try and make the same comparison as they're doing now is ridiculous because they didn't overthrow it. They didn't pull out their guns and start shooting Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Jerry Nadler or any of the Republicans. They didn't hold the building for weeks and have a standoff with the police like BLM did. And yet they're trying to make this like this just the worst thing in the world. In fact, I mean, the tapes they show with Tucker Carlson, like with the shaman, gentleman, he's walking through and they're opening doors for him, and then he leads a prayer in one of the rooms thanking the officers for helping them. I mean, that's not an insurrection. I've seen those BLM riots. It's nothing like that. They're pelting the police.
People that think that Tucker Carlson should be fired.
You know, he used to lean almost like to the other side when I first started seeing him, and I didn't care for him because I just felt like he wasn't really a conservative. And then Trump got popular, and he sided with it, I think, for the ratings and to protect his position. And then after Trump was gone, he started putting out some really cool stuff, some, you know, really against the grain, in-depth reporting. And then all these texts come out, and like he's just like he doesn't he's I don't know what he really believes. You know, he's just like a big phony. It discredits what he's doing.
Whatever the editorial, whatever the content writers produce, that's what he's got to report on. So that's just the way that is.
Well, it really sucks because the things, a lot of the things that he's saying are true, or reading off of the script are true, but then the fact that he doesn't believe half of what he's saying, or doesn't believe in the people, I should say. You know, it's the concepts he may believe in, but the fact that he doesn't think that his audience is smart, or that they're dumb and they're following
Trump.
You're
back
on
the air, Don.
He's saying that. Thank you for coming back. Like Tucker, we're talking about Tucker Carlson, and we're talking about January 6th. How it wasn't a real insurrection, like when the when we overthrew the British government. Like they didn't come in there with guns and shoot our politicians and burn the building and hold it for months as a siege. That's an insurrection. But instead, they left. And here we have people like Tucker Carlson. They're showing film, showing half the other side of the story. But behind the scenes, he's texting that Trump is demonic and that he messes everything up, and I hate him. I can't wait till, you know, I can. I don't know how long I can keep this up, like having to deal with this stuff. Well, it just makes everything he say discredited. It makes it look stupid, even if he's talking truth or he's talking a real story.
I was going to mention something. Don is on the air again. When I first moved back to L, I was there in all of 99, and then I left for 6 months in 2000. And I lived at a women's shelter, and Halle Berry was a volunteer there because she was placed on probation for leaving the scene of a traffic accident, in which she injured a lady, and she ran a red light on Sunset Boulevard, and that lady broke her wrist. But anyways, she was given light duty. She could have been given a year in prison plus a $14,000 fine. She did receive the fine, but she didn't have to serve any time in prison. And she did the 200 hours at the women's shelter called Genesee, where I was at. But that was kind of a matter of special treatment.
I think it was her second time she hit and run, too. I think that was her second offense, if I'm not mistaken.
I think she might have killed someone in an accident once, if I'm not mistaken, but I can't find it right now.
She's a great actress.
Well, she claims she was under no drug use when she ran the red light.
Right, and she was coherent enough to drive away and leave the scene of the accident.
It says in this one article that she was guilty of vehicular manslaughter, but now the caption popped up and now it disappeared. I can't find it. But
yep.
It's nice that people can just get community service for murdering somebody.
That's because she can afford a very powerful attorney.
Well, whatever it was, I just remember all these other women at the residence was bragging how she had been there. I never got a chance to meet her. So.
But she's part of the system. She's part of the whole, you know, call it Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, it's she's part of that elite circle. And, you know, just look at the people she's doing movies with, you know, with John Travolta and with, you know, the whole scene, the Hollywood scene. So everything they do is acting. It's staged. They're reading scripts. They're just reading off what they're supposed to say and do. And you know, that's the industry here. It's all fake.
Guess who else was got in a murderous accident? Caitlyn Jenner. In 2015.
Right.
She wasn't charged with the crime, but a nearby MTA bus video cam caught it. And they were trying to determine if Caitlyn was on the phone when it happened. Because Caitlyn crossed the line of the PCH highway.
His excuse was that he was trying to get away from the paparazzi, and, you know, they were bothering him. And that...
remember this?
Yeah. You know, how come? Because he won Woman of the Year. Like, I think he was the same year
right?
or a year later. It's in the middle
of
the Kardashian.
He was on the wrong side
stuff.
Of the PCH, causing the car to collide with oncoming traffic. It killed someone and injured five others in a multi-car crash. They should have punished him.
Well, he's transgender. They can't do that.
What in the hell do a man get out of another man sticking his damn penis up his anus, his ass? What did he get out of this? And after you do this so often, you're gonna annihilate your Spencer muscle. Your Spencer muscle is gonna be annihilated. So how in the world do you hold your fecal matter up into your lower intestinal? How do you hold it in there?
Well,
I don't know if our listeners.
Is anybody a doctor?
First of all, if someone's listening to this show in the archive, they're not really gonna know how to handle this topic.
I think it's sickening.
Well, none of us are gay, so none of us don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Who is that?
How do you think AIDS spread?
I have a friend I worked with in the public schools at San Fernando Middle School, and he said he had gay tendencies in the first grade.
What did he want
and
to do? Eat his cupcake,
so was,
his dessert
was
before
he
ate his
having,
sandwiches?
Was he sexually developed in the first grade? Was he sexually developed in the first grade?
I doubt it.
You know, that's come. It's like grooming to say, oh, I have feelings for guys. It's like, well, you know, you have feelings for like a puppet, you know, your doll, your favorite wagon. All kinds of things, you know. Kids have imaginary friends, but just have sexual feelings. That's what
Jane,
you get a lot of that. Like,
I think he said it was more like a crush.
Right.
Jane, I sent you a video of the girl, that white girl, being paralyzed when the black man snuck up behind her, picked her up and slammed her to the damn concrete and paralyzed and robbed her. Did you see that?
If it was in the last 2 days, no. I've been in bed 48 hours. I just crawled up to the computer tonight to write the show. It's the first time I've been out of my room since an hour before the show.
So
I will watch
an intervention.
I didn't erase it.
We need to have an intervention for Jane because there's three or four things that will really help. One is it's good to get rest, but you got to get lots of fluids, right? And you get some vitamin C, but also to do something a little active, you know, get up, walk around, or something like that.
I did. I walked to the potty and back.
Well, you know, maybe
you carry a weapon.
No, I don't. I own no weapons.
You need to get one,
pacifist.
Man, because it's terrible out there. And you know Minnesota was a experiment.
I have one weapon, a shovel.
Well, if you can hide that in your bra, go ahead.
Well, anyways, you guys, Don's back on the air, and he hasn't said a word all night. And I'm almost ready to go back to bed. So, Don, could you do some talking?
Hello. Yeah, no.
Are you getting ice cream?
No, I'm just making dinner. It's almost 9:40, and I was down with the legislature today. I had testified for a couple bills, and just was busy. Zumba and everything else that I do because I've got I just came back from a basketball game right after I came back from the legislature to from one of my grandsons. So I am kind of, you know, just letting everything go. You guys are doing a good job. Everything that I've heard is relatively factual, and for the most part, you guys are handling this show pretty well. I'm kind of proud of you.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to call back in if you were busy.
Well, that's all right. No. What was going to be said because for the most part, I brought up the elephant in the room, if you will. I said that at one point, because our schools are being decimated with violence in Nevada in general, and now we're starting in Clark County in particular. And so we are beginning to get the restorative justice topics out of the way and making sure that our kids are going to be able to go to school so they're safely, and because the kids are getting really traumatized by the one or two or three kids that are acting up, and there's nothing teachers can do about it. So I've been talking about that and just keep getting my allies together for later on when we start taking votes. But, basically we're just moving along here in Nevada. Our snow has finally subsided. We've had pretty much 40 days and 40 nights. So there you go, John.
Yeah, you guys have had a ton of snow. I saw some of the video coverage that Pat posted.
Yeah. So, it's gone. We had a torrential rain. But, for the most part, we're getting another storm next weekend. I think this weekend. And whatever we get, it goes across the country. So, the Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and then it goes over to Buffalo and New York, Boston. So they keep getting the waves that we've just had. And they're in New York, they're getting bombarded almost as we speak. So, this is something that the climate has changed.
It's bad weather all over the country. John said it won't break 50 degrees there. We're having another mini blizzard tonight.
It's all over the world. They just had flooding in Nigeria.
There's torrential rains in Central Africa, I believe.
Yeah, so, there are a lot of things that are going on that people don't understand and they're not really prepared for. But, the only thing that we can do is pray and hope that things work out because essentially, our existential threat is Mother Nature. We're going to be in for who knows, comets and asteroids and all kinds of things that are being shaken around, if you will. There's another supernova that blew up that they've seen. And so,
supernova?
I don't know the name of it, my goodness. But
it's in the galaxy.
Uh-huh, yeah. So it just blew up that we got noticed. I mean, it's probably blown up a couple millennia ago. but for the most part, it's being seen now. Things are going to be bad here on Earth, but they're much more dangerous to things that are coming at us or are underneath us. Volcanoes they're dormant now, and usually when they're dormant, that means that they're going to have a more larger propensity to erupt. So, we're looking at things that are not out of our under our control, and we just need to keep the peace and chill out, and relax, and enjoy ourselves, because we're the short time that we have on Earth is just a blink of an eye compared to the universe. And that's pretty much.
People need to find Jesus.
I beg your pardon?
People need to find Jesus.
Right, that's what I was saying. That we got to pray for each, ourselves and each other. This is we're in a social situation, and I go by nature in generally. So I believe that what goes on with the animals, we can take a look at that and make sure that we don't go too far. I've been testifying basically that how many years against the educational system as it is. We need to go back to it, and that's what I brought up today. No difference than any other time. So, I'm basically trying to make sure our generations after us are in a good, one of the things is a better place than ours. That was one of the things that our parents always taught us, that they always wanted more for us than they had. And I believe that. That's, that's what keeps us moving and alive is the legacy.
Good job. I'm going to sign out. You guys, you can keep talking a few minutes.
Where are you going?
To bed.
She's sick.
My conclusion is bank at a local Midwestern bank that has no risks or threats, like National Bank of Commerce, where I bank.
You don't have 13 more minutes. 12 now.
And she only
has
$13 in
national our streaming. Technically, we can go an hour past our streaming. It was 90 minutes.
Oh, no.
You guys did cheer me up by hearing your voices, but I've reached my limit now.
Okay, for sure. So we should go out, yeah.
I'm just glad that I don't have to suffer for Donald Trump.
Well, one thing, if you can, look up what things that are good for COVID. And because your diet, as far as wanting to eat food, basically your hunger is going to be diminished. So you want to definitely eat. You want to eat fresh fruits and vegetables. Do you have any fresh fruits and vegetables?
Yes,
or any chicken soup?
I have carrots.
So what you want to do is
green beans
try.
Smoked turkey.
And I just had a can of French onions.
Take some green beans and make
protein.
Okay, I'll do the best I can, but I'll be better next week.
Yeah,
so.
We want to make sure you're alive, because your appetite is suppressed and your energy level's down, so you do need to get moving a little bit and then rest, and you need to get some, things that have vitamin D, vitamin C in it, and anti-inflammatory foods, because that's what's, a poor diet helps create inflammation, and you don't want any inflammation with the COVID.
Okay, I'll be okay, John. I'll be out here in less than 2 months.
We have 10 minutes, so I'm going to get off here.
Okay, thanks for joining us, everyone. Okay?
All right,
any conclusions,
John?
We can catch up next week. Thank you. All
bye
right,
bye.
Everybody, I'll play one of John's songs. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Good night.
See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Good night. I met the Lord, I knew it.
Since I met the Lord, got a new way of